In Simen Ayin Reishim, Sif Beis. We had learned Ayin Reishim Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Vidavke, we had learned that one is not permitted to be koire loir haneir. Al tzagzeire shemo yate, he might be mate the neir, he might be moishech the psile, in order to bring about a greater illumination. This will be lava daite. And this they asked. Vidavke echod. So the Machaber Sif Bei says, this is only applies if one person is learning by a nail, so he might forget himself because he's ma'ayin in the learning, and he'll be mate the nail. But if you have two people learning together, so one of them will go to the Nair and be want to be mata the Nair, perish. Lahatois aner kedeshi yagia hashemen lapsilib, that the oil in the nail should go up to the psila to saturate the psila more. So since he's learning with someone else, so we can rely that the second person will notice that he wants to be mate, and he'll remind him at Shabbos. The who, but this only helps Shekirin b'inyan echod, that both of them are learning the same inyan, so one will be aware of what the other one is doing, since they're both learning together the same inyan. Sha'oz yashkia ha'echod, so then one will be able to notice what his chava is doing. Avol bishnei inyonim, but if both of them are learning two different inyonim, so each one is engrossed in what he is learning, so he will not be aware of what the chava is doing. So therefore, we cannot rely, even though they're both learning together, we cannot rely that the second one will realize that he wants to be mata the ner, and they'll remind him. So that's by two in yonim. Hagor, zokteremor, v'yesh aimrim, others hold, the Bishnei Svarim, if they are both learning in two different Svarim, Afilo bin Yenechod also, Afilo, they are learning the same thing, but since they are learning from different Svarim, so each one is engrossed in his Sefer, and he will not be able to be aware of what his Chava is doing. Vilochein, so since according to these koyskim, that there's a machloikis in this, but according to these koyskim, that a filu beinyan echod bishnei svarim is also, lachein also loymar piyutim beleil yomtiv shechaliyos bishabbos bebeis haknesses. So therefore, if Leil Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and the Kriya, the Piyutim, people are not rogel in this Kriya, so, and each one is looking in his own machzer, so we are afraid of Shema Yata. The Cheinago, that is the meaning, they don't say Payet, Leil Yom Tov Shechaliyos B'Shabbos al this time. Let us see the Mishnah Brura. What? כן. לא, לא. שניים קיירן, אבל אין פוילן. Now we had had in Simen Aleph, we had had two halachas, that one is not permitted to be poila beged, that means to clean out the beged from lice, because this involves concentration, so ein poilin lo'ir haner. So, and when Koyrin b'seifa lo'iraner, so now we had, if two people are learning, so therefore there's no shash, because one will remind the other. What will the halacha be by Koyrin if two people are involved in cleaning out a beged from lice? So then the halacha is avol ein poilin. Even if two people are cleaning out the beggar, this is still awesome. And there's a machloikis, the Mogin Avrom, and the Taz, why this is awesome. The Taz says this is awesome because when they clean out the beggar, each one is involved in a different chalik of the beggar. So this is equivalent to Shnei and Yonim. And by Shnei and Yonim, we cannot rely that one will remind the other. That is the Svara of the Taz. And the Magen Avraham says another Svara, Amor Dikechidish. The Magen Avraham says this, that we rely when two people are doing something, so we are saying that one will remind the other. This heter was only given by a dvar mitzvah. Since a kriyas ha-sefer is a dvar mitzvah, so they bent back a little backwards and they said, if I have some sort of a guarantee that he won't be matter, because the other one, it's not a foolproof guarantee, but this is some sort of a guarantee. If two people are learning the same thing, and one will want to be misakin the net, the other will remind him. So this heter was only given because she is a dvar mitzvah, so they were matter. You have to understand how Shabbos looks. What did they do Shabbos if you couldn't learn? If you couldn't learn Shabbos, so how will the Shabbos look? So the Melech, so they bent backwards and they said, if two people are learning the same Indian, it is mutter. But by something that's not a Dvar Mitzvah, like Poilin as Abgodim, so Bechlal is no Heter of Shnayim. And the Magen Avraham brings a Mordike Raya to his Yesod. He says as follows. Later we're going to learn the halacha that one is not permitted to be Reichev al Gabi Abaheime. Why aren't you allowed to ride on the Baheime Shabbos? Because you might pull off a branch to hit the Baheime. What is the din if two people are riding on the same behemoth? We don't find that it's mutter by two people. Like the Magen Avraham, why not? If one will want to go and pull a branch, so the other won't tell him it's Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham brings a raya from this kasha that they only were matter only l'dvar mitzvah, and since Rechiva normally is not a Dvar Mitzvah, they weren't matter.
Yeah, they only have the one regular covered Shabbat. That's not normal,
and that's not a Dvar Mitzvah that they would be matter. So, yeah. Let's go further. The Mishabur, Imloi Sheechod Mefale, Vasheini Mishamroi Shezer Vadai Mutam. But if one is cleaning out the beged, but he asks another person, please watch me, please watch me to make sure I will not be matted in hell. He's telling, he's asking Yana to be a shamer on him. That means he's appointing him as a shamer. In the case over here, two are doing, so no one is necessarily a shamer, but automatically, if two are doing, one will realize that the other wants to be matted in there. So that we have chalukim bin yenachot b'shnei in yonim. But if one asks the second one, because we'll see later, there's enough in the Mechaba, please watch me that I should not be matter than them. So then it will be mutter. It seems a fill according to the Mogen Avraham. Yaskirenu chaveiroi. Now, we head over here by Shnayim Koirim. Yaskirenu chaveiroi. The Dav killing in Kriya, even I brings down the sheet of Smogin Avram, Shumilsa de Mitzvah, he tiru bozeb. Now we can rely that the Chava will remind him. Avaloylin in Rishus, Ken Kosab Amogin Avram. Midivrei ha-tasim koden gilmo mashmu shulchol lekalzem. Because the Taz had to give a reason that why my poilin it is not mutter because it's shnei in yonim. So I say some details that the etzim they were matter, it's not a dvar mitzvah. Also, but if it's two in yonim, or one in yin and two svarim, Shekol echod ma'ayin b'sifroi, ve'inoi mashkiach b'mesha isech ha'veiroi, so he's unaware of what his chava is doing. V'lochein, so therefore we don't say piyut to the, if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. Vafilu ledas hamekilim lael b'neir shel shava v'chelev. We learned yesterday that others are mekel by a candle. There's no shemayata. Ochi b'beis haknesses, the shichi rabim, yesh lahachme b'chol gavni, sheloi loimer apiyutim, when there's candles mishum loi plug. Lefomim yeneir shemen. That means even though by candles there's no shash, but if we're speaking to a rabbim, we're relying on the illumination of the shul. So sometimes it'll be neiris of shemen. Dikev shash iser shemayatev. Puma shekosav loimar piyutim. You cannot say piyutim loir aner. Hu adin hasmirois. Shoimrim bishabes babayis. To say zmiris loir aner. Im loi mi shelogel tas bahem. Unless he knows them more or less, maybe one or two words he's not too sure, but more or less the Zmiris he knows by heart, then he can say Zmiris on Shabbos. But if he doesn't know the Zmiris, and he's dependent on the Ner that's illuminating the Shulchan, so that's also. Unless he tells his chava, listen, I want to sing Zmiris, you watch me, and you be my shomer. The Beis HaKnesses, Perish afilu shom, the yesh rabim, there is a rabim that is davening, Chayshina lahatoyem, v'choshken yochid bebeisoy da'osa loir haner. Avor shah ratule, not the piyut, the davening alone, muta likrois besido loir haner. V'atam shetule mitsuye b'fiyakel, more or less davening people know generally the words Vein Sorir Iyun Rav Vavik Meiroshi Parshis Besivyud. We'll see later in Sivyud. If you're just looking in only for a backup on a few in Yonim, then there's no shash of Shema Yatev. That's Siv Beis. Siv Gimel Im Yesh Acher Imoi Afilu Einoi Koirei. This Afilu is a little problematic. We'll see soon. We'll speak about it soon. There's someone else with him. Va'oim Eloi Tein Datcha Olai Shaloi Atev. And I request from him, please observe me and make sure I shouldn't be mata. Mutter. So then it's mutter. That means if he made a shomer that has the responsibility to watch him, so then it's mutter. V'hu adin im oima kein le'istoi. If he tells his wife that his wife should be his shema, he's learning and he tells his wife to be his shema, this is also mutter. Now, let's first see the Mishnah Berurah. Va'oim aloi, davke ba'oim aloi. Now, you shouldn't take this for granted. He's in the house, he's learning. There's a lot of people in the house. And so he'll take, no, but if I'll do something, they'll remind me. No, it's not true. The whole heter is only b'oim aloi. Avol b'stome. Stamazoi, he's in the house. Afilu yesh b'nei bayis arbe. There's a lot of b'nei bayis around. They won't be watching him. And he'll be matted. If he tells his wife, exactly what this svar is, I really don't know. He asked his wife to watch him. There'd be a svara date kreiva etzloi. Veina mishamarte. Since she's kreiva, she won't watch him. I really don't understand the svara. I saw in another sefer, he says pshat that a different svara. I was thinking, the Tosha Shabbos says, I would think that Amos Bailo Aleho, she's scared to tell him something. Since I'm telling, they'll bring about Shalom Bayis problems. You're telling me. So maybe that's the Chiddush. Listen, but he told her that she should be moicha if he does something, so don't have to be afraid.
You don't feel the way around, too.
What? She makes him a shame, man. Yeah, it works both ways. But here, the night to Krov, I don't understand exactly. Since it's Krov, it's like the Eina Mishamartai. Now, the Bir Alocha clears a shail. We have here now, we learned two Alochas. We weren't one Alocha if there are two people are learning together the same bin. So automatically, if the one didn't tell the other one anything, but automatically they're learning together, so one will see the other is going to be matter than there. He'll tell them in Shabbos. That's an automatic shmira. They're learning the same thing. If they're learning different things or two different svarim, then there's no automatic shmira. Fine. Then we learn the second aloche, but if I make someone a shomer, a shomer is good. So the big aloche clears a shaila. What if this person is learning He's learning something else. He's learning. And I made him a shoima. Does this help? That means the shaila is, since he's learning also, so he's concentrating on the learning, so it could be he can be a shaima. Or maybe not. Maybe not if you... You put this responsibility on him that he should be ashamed. It could be this will help. But they're learning together and he said different things though. Shnei and Yonim. So it doesn't help. But if he requested he should watch him, he said, yeah, I'll watch you. He's misupik. So he wants to say one side, he says, the tzairich, maybe one could be mekel, that's always machiyam. He wants to say that if shat is afilu einoi koirei. Afilu einoi koirei is difficult. Afilu is not koirei. So if he's not afilu, he's not koirei, he could be a shemel. So he wants to say, maybe that's what it means. Afilu is not koirei the same thing. He's koirei something else. Papa Pikates. If he made him a shema, it could be it'll help. He wants to be mitzadid. Maybe this is pshat in the mechaba. Fine. Odom choshuv. Shein darkei b'chol lahatois. Adam Choshuv, that he never would do such a thing. That's below his dignity to adjust the nail. That's not, he doesn't do such things. Luta Bechol Gavne. So this Gzeira, so if he never does this during the week, he also doesn't do it. So by an Adam Choshuv, they never made such a Gzeira. Shein darkoi perish. Such a mishabur shaboruhu shein darkoi after the eisalimud. He's an adam choshu. See, even when he's in the middle of learning and the illumination diminishes, he will not, he'll look very close to the sefer, but he will never touch the nail. That's below, that's what it means. Shabolu shein darkoi af beis halimud. Such a person, if that's his anoge, so then he's allowed to learn on Shabbos. But some is going to say, well, if he's an Odom Choshev, he won't do it. The Yerish Gamba Odom Choshev, Shedalke Lahatis Bechel. He's an Odom Choshev, and he's in the middle of learning during the week, and he's engrossed in learning, so he forgets about his shivis and he fixes the nail. So he has to specifically know he is such a person will never do such a thing. Uchedeisa b'gmore, l'inyin Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Gemara relates Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was learning Shabbos and he was matter than there in Shabbos. He was mechalel Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was an Odom Choshev. So the Gemara and Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha helped. This would never happen by me, and it did happen. It did happen. But the Gemara says, "Sho yemeisim atzmai al divrei teure kehedyet." That means when it came to learning, he was such a person that he made himself a hedyet in order to learn better. Because of aprime godem, we don't have an Odom Choshev that we can be sure that he won't be matter. He came upon him rinu shemitoich ion shelkrin or matim or mochtim. They forget or mikol mokin. Mitzarev loze gamken shoyener shor shamo. Now we hear a machloikis apoiskim. The Marshal and the Bach hold by a candle you're allowed to learn. A candle of Shabbat. Some of our candles, according to everyone, you're allowed to learn, the Mishnah Berurah said. But on Kaponim, a candle of Shabbat, the Mechabal, you're not allowed to, and the Marshal and Bach holds you are allowed to. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a tziruf, he's an Odom Choshu. Maybe we don't know how really Choshu he is, when the tziruf is learning the Ne'er Shel Shabbat. So then we could be Mekel. See, hey, the Medulev, what if they are learning by a bonfire? They're not learning by candles, by a nail. It's a big fire, and they're learning. Afilu asore ke'echod. Tzulu, there's 10 people. Ain't kaidem. You cannot learn them. Two reasons. Number one, shim dahoyel v'yoshvim rechoikim zem izem. If normally there's a large fire, so they're sitting far away, so one will not be able in time to tell the other one, don't stir the coals, don't stir the logs. Void, another reason, shezanvus ha'udim smuchim lahem ein zemakir shebor haveroi lahavir ulechatois. I'd like to mention the Shulchan Aruch Harav says as follows, that this whole Gezeira, that Chazal were afraid you might be matter on air, was in reality, it was something that was not done at the spur of a moment. That means you had to adjust the nail. That means the level of the oil got lower. Now you have to adjust the nail to make sure that there's the shemen flowing in the place where the wick is. But it was something that was not done on the spur of the moment. It was an adjustment that was made. As Al were afraid, since he's engrossed in learning, he might make this adjustment, he might forget it at Shabbat. But it's something that is not done simultaneously right away. When they're learning by a Medurah, you don't have to make an adjustment. There's a whole bunch of logs burning, and if it starts not burning, out, you just stir the logs, and it starts burning again. There's no adjustment that has to be made. So the second reason is, so the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, that's the second reason. If they're learning by a fire, by a bonfire, there won't be enough time for the second person to realize what he's doing. He'll just give a stir of the logs and then we'll be finished already. They're sitting next to the fire. Yuchel echad lachatis behem bikal. This can be done so quickly and so easily. Before the other one realized what he's doing, he just went and stirred the coals. That means, since it is done very quickly, so we can never rely on the Chavam. So these are two reasons why one is not permitted to learn by a Medurah. אין קיין, let's see the Mishnah Berurah, right, so Lima, אפילו בעניין אחד, אפילו they're learning the same thing, the לאור הנר שורי, but by a מדורים, the solution is not one, they're far away, and secondly, the chitui can be done very quickly. Vayim boilas tomi dim bikish le'echot sheyitein daitoi olov shelo yechatem. But if these people are not masmidim, he found someone who was not learning, he told him, please watch me that I can learn. Temuta v'viyo le'yarabim. Lahavir u'lechatois. Tosavatas. Nirali Ta'af Al-Pi Shemuta. So here we learned a halacha about learning in front of a medure. So the Mechaber said a medure is worse than an air. First of all, one is not so close to the other, and secondly, the chitui can be done so quickly that the chamer will not be able to stop him. That's learning. Zaktitas nirali da'afal pi shamuta lehishamem neged amedurim. Let's not talk about learning. A person wants to warm himself up. There's a fire, and he wants to warm himself up. So one is permitted to do that. Can the Easter save some reishain bov? Me kolmo came in leishay besomach eitel zandvei soudim. He should not warm himself up being close to the logs. Ki yeshlochu sheyigabem kidei sheyivaru heitev. That means if he's standing next to the logs, close to the logs, and he wants to warm himself up, so if he'll see that one of the logs are not burning properly, he'll just go and poke the logs spontaneously without thinking twice. During the week you do such a thing. Others say, we're not chayish. But it seems the Taz was machma, the Taz held that since he's coming close to the flames to warm himself up, that means he's shivering and he's cold, and he comes, stands right next to the logs, this person very easily could come to being mechatel. Well, the neigeish shall base rabon. Amor de Kizach. Children who are learning Leil Shabbos, Loir Haner, Koirin Loir Haner, so they can learn Loir Haner. Mivnei she'eimas rabom aleihem. Because they're scared of the Rebbe, that means they don't do anything on their own. So Memele, they're learning. They're not taking care of the illumination of the cheder, not during the week and not Shabbos also. Let us just see what the Mishnah Berurah says. But we're talking about he knows what he's doing. She'ein poishin yad l'shum davar. V'afilu b'chayl, ela alpi rabom. They're not the balabatim. They know they have a Rebbe, and they do what the Rebbe tells them. They don't do what they feel like doing. Lo yosi latsuye. U'mashme mislimes ha-shulchanoch, she'soy ve'ke'arash v'dafilu ein rabom imoyen shori. Amir v'kizach. Until the Rebbe went out for a minute, they are permitted to learn the Chosha Misyorin Sheyovei Rabom. That means they know if the Rebbe comes, that's not their business. And they know that. And it's Amos Rabon Aleihem, that they don't take care of the Zaytik Yizayin. They have one job, to learn. The Layato, that's the Shita Sarajba. And he holds that what? That Tavki of the Rebbe is there. What did he say? He brings down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, we're not afraid that the shepherd with the Nair, because if the Nair goes out, so they won't have to learn. So, Bemela, that's Meredith. So, go on under the time. That means, let it not burn. Finish. We have a day off. That's what it says in Yerushalmi, Meredith. Mutter Siv Zayin. Mutter Likreis Bamem Adlikin Loir Haner. If the topic that they are learning is Mishnayis Bamem Adlikin, the Gemara speak about other things also, so then there's no guarantee, but the Mishnayis of Bamem Adlikin is speaking specifically about these in Yonim. Shreyumasker Iser Shabbos. How can he forget? Tezayim, Likas Mamadlikin, Mashmed the Davke Mamadlikin, Shisham Nisker in Yonei, Isar Hadloke, Vehishkach Viyadlik, Avashal Hushabis Loy. One more aloche, noyagim likrois b'yer b'leil yoyim ha-kipurim b'marzoirem. Mevshe'emas yoyim ha-kipurim aleyem. Amoyre dikezach. That means Yom Kippur, there's amoyre dike hergish. There's a sefer, menuche et kedushim. That it says one can feel as soon as he says a person can be eating the Suda Mapsekes. He's eating meat, whatever it is, whatever he's eating. And then when he's machlet, he's going to bench, he says there falls a prachad on every yid. In the beginning of Yom Kippur, he says, when a yid is mekabel himself, the same of Yom Kippur, for the Bnei Shalom gives in the lave of every yid a pachad of Yom Kippur. So Mamele, this is so Yom Kippur, so a person will think twice before he does that Yom Kippur. So Mamele, Neigim Likas by Yom Kippur, Bamachzorim, Neshem, Neshem, Kippurim, Aleim, they bring down the Chazenish held, you not only the Machloikis, the Chazenish, and Rav Shmuel Vozner is Mesupik. The Chazenish held, you're allowed to learn, you're also allowed to learn. The Mechaber speaks about davening. The davening is speaking about Yom Kippur. What about to learn afterwards? So the Chazanish says, V'zeim v'shem ha-kippurim. You can learn also, Lord, on there. That's what the Chazanish says. Shem v'talevi is mesupik. The Chazanish also says, Rosh Hashanah, you can also learn. V'zeim v'shem ha-kippurim also.